Well, hello, friends. It's Dr. Missy Clifton here. And as you guys know, I am passionate about skin and bringing my patients the very best options in skincare. So it's really no surprise that I'm picky about what cosmetics I recommend to my patients as well, which is why I am super excited to share the microphone with today's special guest, Sean Town. Sean, thank you for being here.
Thank you, Dr. Clifton. It's a joy.
Well, Sean, you are pretty special. He is the Global Director of Education and Artistry for Jane Iredale Cosmetics. That is a fabulous title for a fabulous guy. I love this brand. You know I've loved this brand forever. So much that I've offered it since 2011.
Yes. Long-standing partner with us.
Absolutely.
We're so proud of that.
And, you know, in fact, we both have a couple of milestones this year. It's pretty exciting. In 2024, Premier is celebrating its 20th anniversary. What about Jane Iredale? I think she has a little.
Yes.
She and your brand have a little anniversary as well.
Yep. This year, we're celebrating 30 years in business, which is amazing.
It really is amazing. And this brand is so amazing because it's really been ahead of its game as far as offering really clean and healthy cosmetics. That has become such a thing now. But back when we first brought this on, you guys were kind of the only ones really doing that in the industry. So that's why I fell in love and why we continue to have a loving relationship as we go forward. So let's start with the basics about you. Tell me where you're from and how did this whole industry become your passion?
I grew up in San Antonio, Texas. And I was raised by my grandmother, pretty much, my grandparents.
Okay.
And my grandmother was this gorgeous woman who had always bright gray hair, kind of white hair that was all the way from her. She kind of looked like a cross between Ann Richards and Barbara Bush, you know, just very, and she always wore beautiful makeup, never overdone, always natural.
Just perfect.
Never afraid to put a pop of color on her lips. But I would watch her do her makeup and I would just be fascinated. And then I would sneak in the bathroom and play with it and like put it on my hands and my face and be looking at it. And I can always remember my grandmother yelling down the hall, "Sean, are you in there in my makeup again?"
This was your destiny, Sean.
It was. I've loved it from the beginning. So I went to cosmetology school in high school. I was the first male student at my high school to ever take cosmetology. They didn't like that very much, but I didn't care because I knew I was going to get my career of my dreams, but I always wanted to be a makeup artist.
I just think that's amazing. I love it. I've always wanted to be a doctor. So ever since I was a little baby, I used to do surgery on my dolls. And so my mom was worried I was either going to be a serial killer or a surgeon. So luckily I turned it to the good, and certainly you did too. So it's interesting because most people don't really know what they want to do very early in life. So
they really don't.
We have that in common. So let's talk a little bit about Jane and how Jane Iredale got started and what makes the brand so different.
Well, you know, she is quite a Promethean character, if you think about it, because when she started doing what she did, nobody else was doing it.
Just, right.
The other day, Chris Payne, our CEO, was doing a podcast, actually, and he called Jane a maverick, and I think that that's a very accurate term, because she didn't care about what people thought about it, and she didn't do this for her own glory. She did it because it needed to be done.
It was the right thing.
You know, she was quite successful in her own industry as a casting agent in the show business industry. She, you know, was working with people like Steven Spielberg and Francis Ford Coppola. She was very accomplished in her field. But what she saw was that the actors and actresses she was working with were getting horrible skin breakouts and reactions from the stage makeup that they were using. And that whole idea and concept related to me, because when I heard her story, I was like, yes, I remember working in the industry, doing makeup on people, you know, for television commercials or TV shows. And they would, within a week of the presentation, I'm having to do stronger makeup on them to cover the acne that the makeup I'm using on them is causing.
That's a terrible cycle to get into.
It is.
Not what you're looking to do. So talk to us about the importance of clean ingredients and why she was able to formulate things that were not causing those kinds of problems now, but still with the quality and coverage that you're looking for.
Well, the main thing that she did was she looked at the top sensitizers that were in traditional makeup, and she also looked at soothing and calming ingredients. So we left out things like talc, parabens, synthetic perfumes, mineral oil, all of those things that can either be comedogenic or irritating to the skin. Not to mention that some of them can be endocrine disruptors and, you know, affect the health of the body. But she by leaving those ingredients out and by adding key ingredients like titanium dioxide and zinc oxide and minerals that are soothing and calming and using anti-inflammatory botanicals, she nailed it.
And well, and zinc and titanium, you know, I love them because they're natural sunscreens.
Absolutely.
And, you know, the chemical sunscreens have been, you know, around so long, but Jane was way ahead of the game.
She was.
Bringing in zinc and titanium, which are really the only products that I ever want to see in a sunscreen anymore.
Absolutely.
Maybe some iron oxides here and there, but yeah, so way ahead of the game. That's fantastic. So the thing I love also is because we do so many procedures. You know, we do a lot of microneedling, we do a lot of laser procedures, and patients can easily get right back into their makeup with Jane.
Yeah.
You know, I don't recommend that they get on really any other brand post-procedure.
It's interesting that you say that because I work with a lot of estheticians, dermatology, plastic surgery offices all over, across the globe. And I one of my challenges is that I get to make the connection between what clients are doing after they leave the practice, because so often estheticians do great peels or great facials on clients, not realizing that as soon as the client gets to their car, they're often, if they have someplace to go, they're going to look in the mirror and they're going to go, oh, I better put on some makeup. And they reach in their purse and they put on makeup that's going to break them out or irritate the skin. And it gets in the way of the wonderful work that that esthetician just did.
Correct.
It's undoing all of that good. So by using healthy makeup, you get much better results.
Right. And you actually improve the healing. Because
absolutely.
Like you said, you have these soothing botanicals. You have this natural protective sunscreen that's in these products already. And you're not adding crazy chemical sunscreens and things that are going to be irritating to the skin. So it's kind of a magical little combination that I'm really excited to continue to partner with you guys. Y'all are amazing. So tell me, what are the must-haves products in the line for you?
The ones that are the most important to me, and it probably has to do with my personal taste, but as well, our marketing department kind of promotes them because they are our best sellers. It's the skincare makeup system, which consists of our Smooth-A-Fair primer, our Pure Press base, and our hydration spray. Those three products, when you put them together, create a magic. They have a synergistic effect that makes the skin look extraordinary, and it feels like you're wearing nothing. And it's the Pure Press base is the product that really changed my perspective and made me fall in love with the brand when I was introduced to it back in 2003. I started using the Pure Press base, and I was astounded with the coverage, and then my rosacea went away.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's the other thing. Not only does your skin look fantastic, I mean, in this light, I'm sitting here looking at you going, okay, you're going to have to teach me those three steps a little bit better because maybe I'm not doing something right because your skin looks amazing.
Thank you.
I do love because we do offer medical dermatology as well. We have a lot of patients that are coming in with rosacea, with eczema that are super sensitive. And I feel very confident that I can recommend that they go get Jane Iredale because not only is it going to give them great coverage, but it's actually going to soothe and help their skin.
It does.
So it's kind of a magical thing.
Jane's told me multiple times that she loves it when people come up to her and say, I love how my skin has changed over the last 6 months or year. How after I started wearing it, my skin has improved drastically.
Right. Things I weren't even expecting to see. Okay. So what's trending in 2024?
Well,
the clean girl aesthetic and all of that I hear now.
Yeah, the clean girl aesthetic is very on trend. And, you know, again, Jane's ahead of the wave. She's an environmentalist. She's an animal rights activist. But by using clean formulations on the skin, you're getting, you know, much less need to put on as much makeup. So it's giving that light, fresh look that everybody's trying to achieve. As far as Pantones go, you know, the peach fuzz, the peachy and apricotty colors are very on trend, And it's interesting because we launched a collection for that we're getting ready to put out for spring that has all of those kinds of colors, peaches, apricots, warm, fresh colors that are going to be gorgeous. So we're launching 3 new eyeshadows and 2 new blushes for our spring collection that I think everybody's going to love.
That is so exciting. We'll all be very excited for you to come and make us up. That's, I love it when you come into town and make me look beautiful. So we'll have to come in and do that again. So tell us a little bit about these masterclass opportunities that I hear might be coming to premiere in the spring.
So when we do a masterclass, essentially we get a limited number of patients or clients that want to learn hands-on makeup skills. And we get them in a room, maybe 15 people, usually per class. And I'll get up in front of the room, or one of my global educators will get up in front of the room, and we'll do a demonstration, a makeup application. We do it step by step. So I'll do foundation on my model, and then I'll say, okay, now everybody, you've seen what I've done. Let's do it on yourselves. And they all have a mirror in front of them where they get to practice with the makeup, and everybody walks out with a full face of makeup on that they've done themselves. So it increases your confidence in your makeup skills.
Right.
And it also introduces you to some fun new products, and everybody loves it. They have so much fun in masterclasses. So we're going to do a series of them all across the country, and I'm definitely hoping that we'll come and do one or two at your premiere location.
Yes, please, as many as possible, because as soon as we announce one of these, they sell out super quickly because everybody loves this too. And I love the concept. And it's so fun because people come in and they then walk out with this amazing makeup and they're like, I never would have tried that before. I had no idea that this color looked great on me. So it really is fun. And our patients and our staff absolutely love it when you come to town. So please, yes, please give us as many opportunities as you can. And thank you so much for being here today. Is there anything we didn't cover that you want to get out there?
No, not at all. But I will say one thing. I from a Jane Iredale perspective, and I know I'm speaking not just on behalf of myself as a global educator, but also on behalf of our company, thank you, Dr. Clifton, for being such a wonderful representation of our brand.
Oh,
when
goodness.
We go in, you can see that our product is properly displayed. You keep your brushes clean. You keep your tester units clean. It makes my job so much easier, and your staff is well educated about our line, and it really makes things a pleasure. So thank you.
I love our partnership, and thank you for that. We really do like to bring the best to Northwest Arkansas, and Jane and you are definitely in that category. So thank you for being here today too.
Thank you, Dr. Clifton.
And listeners, thank you for listening to another episode of All Things Skin. If you're interested in cleaning up your cosmetics, come see us. We carry the Jane Iredale collection at our Bentonville and Fayetteville locations. We even have cosmetic coordinators available to apply your makeup and teach you the tricks of the trade so you can confidently get the look you want from home. So thank you for joining us. And until next time, we'll talk to you on another episode of All Things Skin.